calling Dorothy Jane with Jesus himself. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, because I love you, because I want you back. Gee, heard this before? Now, I've heard your message more than once, and I'd rather hear it straight from you. So very much. You see, I still like you. So very much. The Lord has been gracious to me. Today I spent maybe 30 minutes in dialogue with my friend Chris. So we're two brothers who see eye to eye in so many things, but we constantly look into the details and strive to challenge each other to become more obedient to Christ, not to dwell where we are, because we both acknowledge we still have sin in our life, and there is far more obedience and joy that can be found if we make the effort to wrestle with the Lord. And so that's a delight. At the same time, I am dealing with others. Right now, for whatever reason, it happens to be Mormons. They've come back to the table, which is delightful. I just got an email from a young lady, and it's not fluff, which is great. And it's reasonable dialogue, as opposed to I had a face-to-face dialogue yesterday, and it was personal attacks. Oh, where have I seen this before? But I appreciate that. I appreciate being able to actually have dialogues with people I disagree with. You know, because I would suggest that's what love does. And so it would be nice if people who say that they agree with me, in this sense that they say that scriptures are final authority, at least that's the doctrine the PCA has promoted, which obviously they don't live. This is blatant. They hold up the Bible, but I think they used invisible ink or something of that nature, because clearly they don't use it. Well, it's kind of like, that's interesting, it's kind of like the Mormon lady, just thought of this, the Mormon lady I talked with, she used the passage Revelation where Jesus says to stand in the door and knock. And it's kind of like, well, you see, here's evidence that it's open to all, that the election idea doesn't stand. All you have to do is look at the verse before, where it is, for those that he loves. So it's consistent. Bible's remarkably consistent, but you can pick and choose verses or parts of verses to get what you want. And the way you find this out is, dialogue. Gee, dialogue. Where did we get the word dialogue? Maybe that comes from dialegomai. That makes sense. What does that come from? Oh, two words. It's the idea of the exchanging of words, because, you know, one of the words there is logos, which is what the Lord claims to be. Interesting. Maybe this is important. Does anybody care? Jim Cross, Brenda Keynes, and Chris Bitterman, they clearly don't. I'm disappointed. Dorothy Jane, your husband has matured. He's become far more adept at handling the scripture, being able to contend well. Contend is an act of love, because I contend with issues, as opposed to, again, the gentleman I spoke with yesterday, who I would set the case in scripture and he would attack me personally. Do you see any difference between that and your dad? Do you see where, yes, I question why he continues, or has, the last time he came to the table, used the reference of the Talmud? Don't you see that's disgusting? I'm attacking his reference, not him. And I'm calling him to repent, as Paul did to Peter, with the hope of the reconciliation that we see with Peter and Paul. I'm going to stand in that because that's clear from Scripture. Prove me wrong. And if the only way you can prove me wrong is by abandoning me, no, you haven't proved me wrong. You basically set yourself up for grief for yourself, grief for our kids, and grief for me. I am a sinful man. I need a lot of correction still. You can't correct people with silence. I so want to talk to you. So very much want to talk to you. I want to hold your hand. I just want to stare at you again. Dorothy Jane, I love you.